From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO foreign ministers are gathering in Brussels Tuesday. Say they're meeting in a dark security environment, according to the Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at a news briefing.
The security environment in which we meet today is dark. Terrorist attacks, violent instability, the breach of international rules. These are serious challenges from many different directions, and NATO is responding. Today and tomorrow, we will take the next steps.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the Turkish foreign minister, and the British foreign minister, Philip Hammond, are among those attending the two-day meeting in Brussels, which on Tuesday focuses on Afghanistan and the security strategy in the Middle East. France announced it will provide $2 billion to help develop renewable energy in Africa as a second day of climate talks get underway outside Paris as negotiators race to reach a climate deal by the end of the week.
Je vous annonce aujourd'hui que la France y consacrera 6 milliards
d'euros. That's François Hollande. He says about $6.4 billion over the next 4 years is the amount that he is promising to help with the electrification in Africa. Of that, one-third is to help the continent develop renewable energy. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday that a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led pilots to take actions that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In a final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the plane's flight control system had a cracked joint. VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic security imperative and must be tackled now.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
President Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit outside Paris, where leaders there are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. To read more on the president's comments and for the latest developments at the climate change conference in Paris, visit voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq to put more pressure on Islamic State militants there and to be in position to conduct raids over the border in Syria.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders. This force will also be in a position to conduct unilateral operations in Syria.
Secretary Carter was testifying before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday. He said that that force will help Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces fight against IS. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day Tuesday by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. The UN Health Agency says about 16 million of the 37 million people living with HIV, that's the virus that causes AIDS, are currently taking the combination of drugs and that the universal use is a way to end the AIDS epidemic within a generation. China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Zimbabwe Tuesday to start his four-day Africa tour. It's a visit that analysts say is aimed at deepening economic and security cooperation. That's part of the welcoming ceremony that we hear there. Xi got a 21-gun salute as he arrived at the Harare International Airport. He spent the day with his Zimbabwean counterpart, Robert Mugabe, at the president's farm outside the capital. And the anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. All of that information is in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.